Canto first. Dante Alighieri, The Divine Comedy. In the middle of his life, Dante has left the straightforward pathway and is lost in the dark forest. He tries to regain the path by climbing a mountain, but his way is barred by a leopard, a lion, and a she-wolf. Each creature represents a different scene. Virgil appears and offers to show him another way, one that leads through hell and purgatory. After that, a more worthy guy, Beatrice, will lead him to paradise. Virgil, as a pagan, is not allowed to go there. Dante gladly adopts Virgil as his leader. First chapter. Hell and Purgatory. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest at dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Ah, me. How hard a thing it is to say. What was this for a savage, rough and stern? Which in the very thought renews the fear. So bitter is it, death is little more. But of the good to threat, which there I found, speak well I of the other things I saw there. I cannot well repeat how there I entered. So full was I of slumber at the moment in which I had abandoned the true way. But after I had reached a mountain's foot, at that point where the valley terminated, which had with consternation pierced my heart, upward I look, and I beheld its shoulders, vested already with that planet's race which letteth other ride by every road. Then was the fear a little quiet that in my heart's lake had endured throughout the night, which I had passed so pitilessly. And even as he who with a distressful breath forth issued from the sea upon the shore, turns to the water perilous and gazes, so did my soul, that still was fleeing onward, turn itself back to the re-behold the past, which never yet a living person left. After my weary body I had rested, the way resumed, I on the desert slope, so that the firm foot ever was the lower. Ah, I almost where the ascent began, a panther, light and swift exceedingly, which with a spotted skin was covered on her. And never moved she from before my face, nay, rather did impede so much my way, that many times I to return had turned. The time was the beginning of the morning, and up the sun was mountaining with those stars that with him were, what time the love divine. At first in motion set those barest things, so were to me occasion of good hope, the variegated skin of that wild beast, the hour of time and the delicious season, but not so much that did not give me fear, a lion's aspect which appeared to me. He seemed as if against me he were coming, with head uplifted and with ravenous hunger, so that it seemed the air was afraid of him. and a she-wolf that with all hungerings seemed to be laden in her meagerness. And many folk has cause to live forlorn. She brought upon me so much heaviness with the outright that from her aspect came that I the hope relinquished of the hate. And as he is who willingly acquires, and the time comes that causes him to lose, who weeps in all his thoughts and is despondent, such made me that beast without ten peace, which coming on against me by degrees, thrust me back thither where the sun is silent. While I was rushing downward to the low land, before mine eyes did one present himself, who seemed from long continued silence hoarse. When I beheld him in the desert vast, have pity on me, unto him I cried, whichever thou art, or shade, or realm, man. He answered to me, not man. Man once I was, and both my parents were of Lombardy, and Mantuans by country, both of them. Sub Julio was I born, though it was late, and lived at Rome under the good August, during the time of false and lying gods. A poet was I, and I sang that just son of Anchises, who came forth from Troy, after that Ilion, the super bee was burned. But though, what goes you go back to such annoyance? Why climb, though not the mound delectable? Which is the source and cause of every joy? Now art, though, that Virgilius and that fountain, which spread abroad so wide a river speech, I made response to him with bashful forehead. Oh, of the other poets, honor and light, avail me the long study and great love that have impelled me to explore my volume. Thou art my master and my author, thou art alone the one from whom I took the beautiful style that has done honor to me. Behold the beast for which I have turned back. Do thou protect me from her, famous sage. For she makes my veins and pulses trembles. It is behold to take another road, responded he, when he beheld me weeping. If from this savage place would escape, because this beast at which thou cries out, suffers not any one to pass her way, but so harass him that he destroys him, and has a nature so malign and ruthless that never she glut her greedy will, and after food is hungrier than before. Many the animal with whom she wets, and more they shall be still until the greyhound comes, who shall make her perish in her pain. He shall not feed on either earth or pelf, but upon wisdom and on love and virtue. Of that low Italy shall he be the savior, on whose account the maid Camilla died. Through every city shall he hunt her down, until he shall have driven her back to hell, there from whence envy first did let her loose. Therefore, I think and judge it. For thy best thou follow me, and I will be your guide. And let hence through the eternal place. Where you shall hear the desperate lamentations, shall see the ancient spirits disconsolate, who cried out each one of their second death. And you shall see those who contented are within the fire because they hope to come. Whatever it might be to the blessed people. To whom then, if you witnessed to ascend, a soul shall be for that than I more be worthy. With Herod my departure I will leave you. Because that emperor who reigns above, in that I was rebellious to his law, wills that through me none come into his city. He governs everywhere, and there he regains. There is his city and his lofty throne, or happy he whom he elects. And I to him, poet, I consider you to retreat. But that same God whom you never known, so that I may escape this who and worse. Though you conduct me where I have told you, that I might see the portal of St. Peter, and those make it so disconsolate, then he moved on, and behind him followed. So he's just describing where he's going to enter now. He's telling them the place where he's going. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark. I, for the straightforward pathway, had been lost. The first line. And then he finds a leopard, a panther, light and swift exceedingly, which her spotty skin was covered upon her. Strides fight back, and then he finds a lion. He seemed as if against me he were coming, with head uplifted and with ravenous hunger. Behold the beast for which I have turned back. Protect me from her famous sage. Then he moved on, and I behind him followed. And they were inside now. The Purgatory. Canto 2. The end of the day has come, and Dante is having doubts. He doesn't feel worthy enough to undertake his journey. Virgil accuses him of cowardice and tells of how the Virgin Mary turned to Saint Lucia, who in turn asked for Beatrice, Dante's love, to go down into Limbo, where Virgil resides. There, Beatrice, with voice angelical, asked Virgil to assist Dante, whose way was impeded. At this, Dante is heartened and declares to Virgil that one soul will is in us both. Day was departing, and the embrowned air released the animals that are on earth from their fatigues. And I, the only one, made myself ready to sustain the war, both of the way and likewise of the whole, which memory that errors not shall retrace. O Moses, O Hyginius, now assist me, O memory, that write down what I saw. Here the nobility shall be manifest. And I began, poet, who guidest me, regard my manhood. If it be sufficient, the arduous past thou dost confide me. Thou sayest that of Silvus the pattern, while yet corruptible, unto the world immortal went, and was there bodily. But if the adversary of all evil was Curtis, thinking of the high effect that issue would from him, and who and what, to men of intellect omit it seems not, for he was of great Rome, and for her empire, in the empyreal heaven as fathers chosen. The which and what, wishing to speak the truth, were established as the holy place wherein sits the successor of the greatest Peter. Upon this journey, whence thou givest him bond, things did he hear, which the occasion were both of his victory and the papal mantle. Thither went afterwards the chosen vessel to bring back comfort, thence unto that fate, which of salvation's way is the beginning. But I, why thither come, or who conceits it? I'm not Paul, nor I, not others, think me worthy of it. Therefore, if I resign myself to come, I fear the coming may be ill advised. And as he is, who wills what he willed, and by new thoughts his intentions change, so that from his desire he quite withdraws. Such I became upon that dark hillside, because in thinking I consumed the emprise, which was so very prompt in the beginning. If I have well thy language understood, reply that shade of magnanimous. Thy soul attained is with cowardice, which many times and men encumbers so, it turns him back from honor enterprise, as false sight doth a beast when he is shy. That you may free from this apprehension, I'll tell you why I came, and what I've heard, and the very first moment when I greet for you. Among those was I, who are in suspense and affair. Saintly lady called to me in such wise, I besought her to command me. Her eyes were shining brighter than the star, and she began to say gentle and low, with voice angelical, in her own language. O Spiris Curtis of Mantua, of whom the fame still in the world endures, and shall endure, long-lasting as the world. A friend of mine, and not the friend of fortune, upon the desert slope is so impeded, upon his way, that he has turned through terror. And may, I fear, already be so lost, that I too late have risen to his succor, from that which I have heard of him in heaven. Beatrice am I, who do bid you go. I come from there, where I would fain return. Love moved me, which completed me to speak. When I shall be in the presence of my Lord, full often will I praise you unto him. Full often will I pause, and thereafter I began. O Lady of Virtue, alone through whom the human race exceedeth, all contained within the heaven that has the lesser circles, so grateful unto me is you commandment to obey. If there already done, we're late. no farther needs owe to me thy wish. But the cause tell me why thou then here descending down into this center from the vast place burdenest to return to. Briefly will I relate, she answered me, why am I not a friend to enter here? Of those things only should one be afraid which have the power of doing other harm. Of the rest, no, because they are not fearful. God, in his mercy, such created me. That misery of yours attains me not, nor any flame assails me of this burning. A gentle lady is in heaven, who grieves at this impediment to which I send you, so that stern judgment there above is broken. In her entreaty she besought Lucia, and said, you faithful one, now stands in need of me, and unto me I recommended him. Lucia, full all that cruel is, hastened away and came unto the place where I was sitting with the ancient Rachel. Beatrice, said she, the true praise of God, why succorest not him who love you so? For you he issued from vulgar herd. Never were people in the world so swift to work their will and to escape their who, as I, after such words as these were uttered. Thus say I to him, and when he have to move, I enter on the deep and savage way. Okay, so here we go. He's entering, man. He's entering to the day of the departure. The day was departing. Beatrice, am I? Who do we de go? Canto 3. As Dante and Virgil enters hell antechamber, they see words inscribed above its gates and hear the cries of the indecisive, the first group of damned souls, these mortal cowards, rejected by heaven, yet ignored by hell, have to chase a banner, being plagued by hornets and flies. Charon, the boatman, refuses to carry Dante, a living soul, across the river Acheron, on hell's outer boundary. But Virgil declares that heaven wills it. A fierce wind picks up and Dante swoons. He's about to enter hell, guys. Let's see what happens, right? Let's see what happens in the next chapter. Keep it up!